aloha.
Lil Jon Starks has to be held.
What do you think Bill Gates is working with? And I go, oh, he's not much. I don't think he's got much dick.
Hello and welcome. We are back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Episode number 372 of the show. Thank you very much for joining us. If you would like to become a subscriber to our bonus content, been doing a little bonus show over there, a little Baller Lifestyle After Dark with my girlfriend Cheyenne. That's going pretty well. Just getting good feedback on that. That's available on our Red Circle page. So just go to theballerlifestyle.com, click the link at the top of the page. You can subscribe there. Also, you can reach out to us via email, mailbag. There's a lot happening. I don't feel like people have thoughts. Mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. Additionally, you can leave us a voicemail, 949-464-TBLS. There is also, I'm just blown away by this, and there will be more to come during the show. I've already seen some correspondence. There is also a gold GoFundMe page that has been launched by fan of the show, FanFan. It is has a goal of $2,500 that will be contributed to us to use to promote our brand on as yet to be determined platforms. It is has already reached, look at it right now, $1,152. It's nearly halfway to the goal. 2,500 in 1 week. There are some maniacs in the world that have contributed very large sums of money. It's at once the most embarrassing thing and the most beautiful thing that's ever happened to me. And so it's hard for me to process, but we will discuss it more as we get into the show. The link is in the show notes of the show. So if you want to contribute, feel free. Please do click and contribute, and contribute any amount of money. Like if you go and you look at the page and you see the amounts of money that have been contributed by these maniacs, these beautiful human beings, don't think you need to do that. Do what you are comfortable with. Do as little or as much as you like. It is very much appreciated. It is so humbling and so beautiful and touching, and I cannot tell you what it means to us and what it will do to help us grow our audience here. I am joined now by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, what's up?
Hey, I was just reading through the name. More than 125 entertainment professionals signed open letter urging peace in the Middle East. And it's pretty awesome that Gene Simmons, lending his name to something. It's Gene Simmons, Bublé, Selma Blair, a whole bunch of like agents or producers that I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, this is worse. This is more tone deaf to me than the song from Wonder Woman.
Imagine. She served in the IDF, did she not?
I think you have to if you're Israeli, right?
Yeah, I believe you do.
But what do you? Who is this letter? Like, who is going to say, oh, you know what? The guy who sticks his tongue out from Kiss.
Right.
The fourth lead in Cruel Intentions wants this to happen. So let's let's rethink things.
Well, in Gene's defense, or I don't know, a rationalization. I mean, the whole obviously the thing's stupid. Gene Simmons is a Jew.
Yes.
So that means something, right?
Is Bublé Jewish?
I don't, he's Canadian. Do they? I don't think they have Jews there, do they?
I don't know.
Yeah.
He's I know Canadian. He's got a lot of money. I know he is as successful as anybody you talk about.
Oh, yeah. He's got all the dough. Well, he slid into that spot, right?
Where, I mean, Yeah, I mean, Harry Connick Jr. must be planning to kill him because
right.
There can only be one crooner.
That one.
And Connick, when we were kids, he was the guy.
He was the guy. Well, he married that Victoria's Secret model, Jill Goodacre.
Oh.
Slid right in there.
And obviously,
oh. Yeah.
I mean, I guess the way some people talk, they don't want it. But, I mean, obviously everyone wants peace, right?
Yeah, nobody sees these images of charred children in right. Palestine and thinks, we should do more of that. More bombs, please.
If these people wanted...
I think everybody's pro-peace.
Right. I mean, everyone has to be pro-peace. Who would want war?
I know.
But
I know.
If these same people wanted to, like, specifically call out... You know, and criticize a country that we are afraid of ever criticizing. That'd be one thing, but they're just saying we want peace, and they're like signing a petition. Well, then you might as well just tweet, "I want peace." It's the same thing.
Let's not discourage them because I would really.
You want the song?
I want another song. I really liked the first song that they did, although the first song I was cringing so hard. During the first song, I saw Gal Gadot, I saw Kristen Wiig, I saw like a few people. But if you were in like the last 2 minutes,
I didn't get to it.
Yeah, I don't know that you were there. So smart, good edit to be just just put me towards the end.
Yeah, like the last verse. I don't really know the beginning of that song.
Put me. So maybe they could do that. Like I would. Maybe a song would do. Remember, We Are the World.
You know what was even
banger.
Worse? But I mean, there was a 5-year stretch where there were all kinds of songs for purposeful songs. It was sometime last year. Maybe it was like during the George Floyd protest. But I remember there was another thing. It wasn't a song, but I remember Jesse Pinkman really feeling himself and being like, enough. Like he really feels himself.
He did a thing. I mean, we're all guilty of that, right? We all contributed to him feeling a little bit too good about himself.
Really good about himself.
I'm not going to say he was the worst part of that show because there was the one sister-in-law, Marcy.
Right.
Who was pretty irritating, but the thing is, she wasn't on every episode.
How many scenes of Walt Jr. can we see him eating cereal at the table?
Walt Jr. wasn't the best either, but he was disabled. So we can't, you know, that's was a big win for disabled people. The character was a huge whiner, not about his disability.
Right, not about his disability. You just sat there and be like, why can't we be as close as a family or something like that? Yeah. It was a real bummer.
Yeah. I mean, the star of the show might have been that Pontiac Aztec.
Sweet.
And also flip phones.
But man, anytime I see Cranston in anything, the guy's ridiculous. An amazing
actor. I started watching that Showtime thing that he did.
Yes, I saw
it. And it was real good. And then, but it was kind of, I watched the first one with my girl and she's like, are you going to keep watching this? Because, you know, what's not... We don't see each other every day.
Right.
So she's like, are you going to keep watching this? And I go, well, I probably won't watch it when I'm alone at my house. And I didn't expect her to just hold off and wait till the next time I was over or she was over here to watch it. So I only did see the first episode, but it was kind of frustrating. The kid was doing real stupid shit, but.
Yeah, with the asthma.
Yeah, Cranston was good.
He's so good. The other guy, Michael Schallberg or something, he's a great actor too. He's in a lot of shit.
He was on Boardwalk Empire.
Yes, he was.
He's really good.
Lucky Luciano? No, he was like one of the... Meyer Lansky or something.
Meyer Lansky.
Yeah.
Yep.
Great.
He was very good and he pops... Oh my God, I'm going to sneeze. I sneeze like I cry.
You hold it back.
In the sense that I never cry or sneeze. I'm always about to.
Oh, I love sneezing.
It's the best. It's a great feeling to sneeze. Although sneezing in public now is basically would, I mean, you instantly become a pariah.
Yeah.
And you're not.
Well, then call me a pariah because I sneezed in public.
Okay. Okay.
I was in, where was I? Post office? No, I wasn't in the post office.
Oh, an indoor sneeze?
Oh, yeah.
In 2021?
I won't hold it. I went into the old dab position thing, but
yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's the way you do it.
I will not hold it. And I was wearing a mask, too.
Yeah, vampire sneeze.
But the problem is when you're sneezing into a mask, now you're kind of feeling it.
No, it's it goes back into the nose.
But I can't hold it. I can't hold
it. Kind of disgusting. Yeah, I don't hold it. It just doesn't come. You know, it's like about to happen and then it never happens.
Another good show. I like the new Kate Winslet show on HBO. Mayor of East Town. Yes.
Yeah.
Like real grit people from Pennsylvania. Like, I don't know, an hour out of Philly kind of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good.
Amish country?
No,
is this like a witness?
No. Just like... I don't know exactly where it is, but they've got the accent and she nails it. She's an amazing actress. And
she's so good. And she's good at playing Americans.
Yeah. She's real good at this Philly kind of accent. And it's a small town murder, white trash kind of thing, but it's good. It's a good show. HBO.
I'm going to watch it. I threw on the other night. I'm like, you know what I'm going to start doing? I'm going to start rewatching The Sopranos, and now I'm balls deep in The Sopranos.
How
it's going
to
be.
What's going on in the show? I'm trying to think of how it starts.
He has a
panic attack to start, right? Isn't that?
Yes. Yeah. He like passes out the ducks. Remember, you know, a lot of the stuff from the very beginning of the show, I remember as being like the third season of the show. I remember being like super familiar with the characters already when these things happened. Yeah. And it's right at the beginning where he takes Meadow to like look at a college and he sees some guy on a run and he has to go murder him real quick.
Down, chokes him out.
Yes. Mm-mm. So good. Yeah. So I'm like three episodes. Well, here's the problem. I keep falling asleep and then it's HBO Max. So I fall asleep. And then it'll just play
they
like
just
three more
going.
Episodes.
So you have to wonder where you fell asleep.
Yeah, I got to wait. What did I see? I got to rewind like multiple episodes. But yeah, I've been wanting to check that out. Mayor of Easttown. I'm definitely going to throw that on the list. Anything else? You want to do some voicemails?
Let's do it.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring. And worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish.
This old Ish. Good guy. Fan of me. Speak of the devil. Look who's in the house.
Bri Beckner. Edward Daly. What's up? It's your boy Manuel.
Hey, Manuel called in last week, didn't he? And he was doing something that we weren't down with.
I don't remember.
Was he capping on the homeless again?
Yeah, I think so. He was doing like 30 names for homeless.
Yeah. Yeah. All derogatory. Look, it's, you know, he was trying to get a reaction, but sometimes Manuel comes through with some shit. I like Manuel. He's a good guy.
I like him. And he's provided a lot of content, which is great.
Yes. Yes. He's provocative.
Sure.
Which is good. You don't want a dead fish in the
sack.
That
being said,
hey, check it.
Yeah.
I hope he moves away from the homeless thing.
I agree. It is our.
Yeah, it's our collective shame.
It's our collective shame as a society. We are the richest nation in the world. We are the richest nation in the history. The richest society that has ever been. And we are content for our own people to live on the streets, to step over them and wallow in their mental illness and drug addiction. And we've all agreed that we're just okay with that. And that's just how it's got to be. And that is a failing of us as a nation, as a people, and as human beings.
Bought a Miller Lite tall boy for Hoboken Jesus this weekend.
Did he take it?
He took it.
Have we learned his brand?
I feel like it was some brand. It was Miller Lite or Bud Light, but I mean, come on. Any port in a storm, buddy.
I would agree.
But it had probably been 2 years.
Since you'd seen him.
No, since I had bought him.
You see him every day.
Oh, COVID, right. even though he's a man outdoors, I wasn't going near people for a while.
Yeah, but you could set it down. I had some guy hit.
I failed, yeah. But I just realized it had been a while and I was near the bodega and I was like, all right. Cost like, I mean, you could really tie one on for cheap. Like, it costs like $1.80 to get a double Miller Lite.
Oh, yeah. I follow this Instagram account. It's called Meth Beach, and it's all like videos of like people on lots of drugs in beach towns, which is pretty common. It's not the best feeling always to watch. But there was one video where this woman's like, "Hey, I just met this guy at the gas station. He asked me for some money." And she's like, "I don't have any money, but I have a card, so I'm going to take him inside the liquor store and buy him a beer." And then she took him into the liquor store and she bought him a beer, two beers and cigarettes. But also she bought him like some kind of beer I'd never heard of. It was like some kind of like, there's like, must be like a new Four Loko out there. It's called like Hurricane. I know that's wrong, but there's some
but
like
it wasn't
new kinds
like
of,
a refined palate beer. It was definitely in the,
No. It was malt liquor. Ed. Okay. It was definitely a malt liquor, but a new, you know, it's been solidly 25 years, at least probably like 27 years since a malt liquor has graced my palate,
you know,
and I,
as a whim,
I think they've updated.
As a whim, I tried one 8 years ago.
So bad. It's so bad.
It's not a feeling I ever care to go back to.
It's so much worse than you remember. I must have tasted it at one point because I remember going, oh my, like I tasted
like
a Mickey's or
something.
How
did I do this? That feeling.
Yeah. Yes. Like, I think I might have tried to sample like a Mickey's Hornet at some point, and I was just like, oh my God, how is this a regular thing? So there's been updates to the lower end, high volume,
but if you're getting
high alcohol
Four Lokos, it must be like, you know, fuel. It must be just really rough.
Oh, absolutely. It's got to be.
It, the cancel culture finally did something right. Finally did us all a damn favor that we wanted done. I don't know if you guys heard, but Ellis DeGeneres. Ellen DeGeneres.
Well, see, here's the thing. He's come up with a name that he thinks is funny, Ellis DeGenitals.
So he's done all of this?
What's the joke? Is it supposed to be because it's a man, male sounding name? And it's because she's a lesbian.
But Manuel is a man of faith.
Right.
And I know he believes in loving all people.
Right. And also, Ellen is a huge piece of shit.
But that's why we should just go at Ellen.
Right. We don't have to talk about her the way she looks or who she likes to have sex with. I feel real bad for that wife of hers, though, because I feel like she's, Portia. Which is a nom de plume, by the way. I think we've discussed here before. Yes. Portia de Rossi, not her given name. Her real name's like Amanda Johnson or something. But she cannot be happy. All the money in the world, no one could put up with that kind of life.
Her show got canceled. She's trying to spin cycle it like if she quit or whatnot. But we all know once everybody figured out what a toolbox that Ellis is and various people came out saying how Ellis is just like an absolute asshole, even though he portrays this,
she's a bad person. And a ton of people have said that. Yeah, and she's not nice. And she's been canceled, and that's great. And somebody's going to fill that void. I believe Drew Barrymore is very happening on the talk show circuit right now. She's got a show. I don't know who owns that show.
I see a lot of like, hey, Drew Barrymore and so-and-so talked about this. Yeah. So she's definitely a big deal.
Also, Kelly Clarkson, very popular. You know, you got some TVQ. If you're likable, you know who I could, you know who I could see doing that? Kate Hudson. She's very bubbly.
I would say I agree and that a lot of people like her. I've never been the biggest fan.
Well, I'm not. Yeah, she's okay. I mean, I like her.
No, I don't I get her.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, as someone that pops into my head that the moms that watch daytime talk shows would be into.
Right.
I feel like she's got a chance.
You need to have a good laugh. You need to be positive.
Yeah.
And apparently you need to do like weird dancing like Ellen.
Yeah. See that I'd be out on that.
But that was her big appeal, I think.
Her thing. Yeah, she loved to dance. But she was just, I mean, and anybody could see it. I remember telling somebody this. And I remember exactly when it was. It was the Super Bowl. Where the Seahawks beat the Broncos, where they scored like 17 touchdowns in the first 3 minutes of the game. it was 48-1 at like 5 minutes into the game.
Was Ellen in the booth with George W. Bush?
I don't know. I think that came later. And I remember, but she must have been there or something. And I'm like, oh my God, she's such a fugazi. I cannot believe anybody buys into her act. She's so fake. And this someone was there and they're like, what are you talking about? She's an angel. And I'm like, oh no, she isn't. She's awful. I'm like, how can you not tell that? And I didn't know anything about her. I could just tell by the way she acted that she was always doing a character, that she was deep down somebody that was not happy in their soul. And they pretended to be on the outside, and I've been vindicated. I called this one.
So to me, for Ellen, you know, I had to write about all kinds of people for my book.
Yeah,
and I knew this about her also.
Totally,
but her impact. You know, there are so many shitty people. Her impact of coming out on her like subpar sitcom was such a big deal.
Huge.
That the next time it was less of a big deal. That's how every sort of progress works.
Right.
And so I had to do that. And I knew, what's her name? J.K. Rowling's got her problems, obviously, like Thomas Jefferson. There's so many people that are problematic, but their impact on the world. But I originally, like my first draft was trashing her, but saying, but she did this right thing. And then I was like, you know what? That undermines everything I'm trying to say here.
Yeah.
I wrote about her in glowing terms when I kind of knew that all accounts, everybody hated her.
That was such a big deal. I mean, it seems like nothing now, right?
Right. But it was like 96. The point you just made. It was probably 25 years ago.
It was such a big deal that Laura Dern, who played her love interest.
Oh, yeah.
Who is a fantastic talent.
Yeah, and she had a pretty hot career going up until that point.
She didn't work for like 2 years after that. She was persona non grata because they can't, and you know, eventually there will be a male star.
Well, I mean, we talk about that was 25 years ago. We have like the Will and Grace guy, but we don't have like John Hamm coming out type situation. We don't have like a big star. You know what I mean?
I mean, there are obviously a great many male movie stars.
Sure.
That cannot because
with pretty high thetan levels, right?
Right. Also, there are some that work in the X-Men franchise that have been married for a great many years, but also are very good at singing and dancing. Look, we joke about it because it isn't a big deal. You know, it's just not anymore. And once one person does it, then everyone will be able to do it and will never think about it again. Just like when it happens in major league sports,
like
professional sports,
like one of the signature franchise quarterbacks in the NFL.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, we hint at it. But right. It's just because of the whole game. I mean, it's like, it's the same to me. It's the same thing as, and obviously it's a touchier subject, but when somebody's going through great measures to hide their balding, I find it interesting to speculate and all that. But yeah. If somebody's bald, I don't give one shit about it if they're bald. Who cares if you're bald?
Never.
But when LeBron is putting, like magic marker on his head,
glues that thing on the front.
It's funny to me.
It is funny. I mean, RIP, great actor, comedian, talk show host guest, Charles Grodin died today.
Oh, yeah, with always played a great asshole.
All I could think about was his piece.
Yeah.
The guy was so pieced up. Yeah, he's all his career, all I could see was that piece on him, and he probably would have looked just fine as a bald man and still been just as good, if not better, in every role he played.
Right.
And thank Bruce Willis for that.
Right.
Who's the biggest star in the world right now? It's Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. Right. He's fucking not a hair on his head. He's beautiful. And also just the best guy ever. He's going to be the president someday. Mark my words. Okay. Thanks for that, Manuel. Here's another one.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Ryan in Wichita. I had something happen to me the other day, and I wanted to call and share it with you guys. So my wife and I, about a month and a half ago, just had our second son. Well, we were sitting around.
Congratulations, Ryan.
Congratulations. I hope you named him, and I've talked to Ryan about this. Named him after Wichita's greatest resident, John Starks.
Oh, I was going to say Darren Dreifert.
Not John Starks.
Oh, right. Yeah, either.
A couple weeks ago in the living room, and I had my newborn on my lap, and I was giving him a bottle, and our four-year-old son comes running into the living room in his underwear.
I mean, Wichita State, the Shockers.
Fantastic.
Not a lot better names, mascot names, than the Shockers.
And people would be like, well, it's for shocking wheat. And it's like, I don't care where they came up with the name. That is it's just one of the all-time badass names.
Shockers? Get the fuck out of here. The Wichita State Shockers? Love it.
And rips an extremely loud, extremely juicy fart.
Okay. Ryan.
Hang on.
Did you have to throw the J word?
The J word makes it uncomfortable. But
yeah.
I will say, you never outgrow the humor of a situation like that.
I mean, it's a little kid. It's kind of funny.
It's funny.
Or it's laughing. Yeah. Well, my wife looks at him and asks him, did you poop yourself?
Whoa.
Well, he pulls his underwear down and sees that he had completely shit himself.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Complete diarrhea.
Jesus Christ.
At that point, I can see what the hell is going to happen.
Yeah.
And I have my newborn on my lap. I can't do anything. I'm stuck. Well,
No. You could do something. You no. Drop the fucking baby and attend to the emergency. He's a newborn. Where's he going to go?
Well, I'm stuck.
Toss him in the pack and play.
I got 12 pounds in my lap. What am I going to do? I can't possibly move.
No, what he's doing is, hey, he's like, honey, I'm encumbered by this baby. I'm going to need you to deal with the fecal emergency happening in our living room right now. I can't do anything.
If I wasn't holding our newborn.
Right. I have to keep this baby safe over here. Ryan, you're a fucking monster. Yes, baby. Darren Dreifert III.
He proceeds to pull his underwear off.
Oh, man.
Run up to me.
Wow.
And throw him at me.
No.
Hitting me in the chest.
No.
Weaponized feces. Shit all over me.
Oh, my God.
Shit all over our newborn.
Jesus Christ.
And so, yeah, that was
Ryan.
Pretty awesome. I guess, and I have one question for you guys.
Yeah.
So my kid's going to end up being a serial killer,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. I, you know, when likely. I hear that.
I love you guys. Keep up the good work. Yeah. Later.
Likely. I was this thinking, this reminds me of a scene in Oz where one of the guards is running down and somebody just throws shit at him. Like, that's, he's not even going to be.
All you have.
This is not even the behavior of someone in Gen Pop.
It's the, this, it's the, you know, only weapon you have.
Remember that special wing in Oz? Of like the, yes. Really? That's where your son is heading. You've got work to do. Really?
Yeah.
Leave John Starks with your wife, and you have work to do.
Run. Just tell your wife you're going out for cigarettes and start a new life on a fishing boat in Puerto Vallarta, like Olivia Newton-John's boyfriend.
I'm going to go get physical.
Yeah, this is like where Hannibal Lecter was yeah. housed. Yeah. That guy. Who was that guy next to him?
Oh, yeah.
Jinx? Jeeves?
Yeah.
He threw his cum on Clarice.
You know, I think around Halloween, I was just one of these random times. I just didn't want to watch one of the shows I was watching. So I was like, all right, I'll try a scary movie, but I can't just do straight up horror. And I hadn't seen Silence of the Lambs in well over a decade. Yeah. And I gave it a shot, and it is fucking terrifying. That's
terrifying.
The end with the night vision. It's, yeah. I forgot how scary. It's terrifying, that movie.
James Gum. He was a really scary bad guy.
Oh, yeah.
One of the all-timers. Hey, Ryan, thanks for that. Like, I don't, where, does the city come and burn your house down? Or is that like up to you to do? Or what, is FEMA involved? Do they help you rebuild? Because your home is unlivable.
Sounds like
it's been
a lot
yellow tagged.
Has to be thrown out.
Yes. Very, very flat in Kansas. Do you just leave it out there and wait for a tornado to come get it? How do you get rid of things out there? Just keep us updated. Here's another one.
Hey guys, I happened to take a look at the GoFundMe, and I was
okay. So we talked about this last weekend.
Yeah, he didn't.
We launched our.
He
GoFundMe.
Didn't realize, but he's about to do some work.
We launched our GoFundMe, and somebody said there had to be tiers of things that people could do, or rewards that we could get, and so we said when we hit $1,000, which took like 6 days, when we hit $1,000. We would have LSU Lala, who everyone knows has a beautiful voice. He has a beautiful voice. B, the man has fucked more than his fair share.
Dare I say too much?
Too much. The guy was just running through pussy in the Baton Rouge area back in the day, just really crushing ass at a level heretofore unseen. Unmatched to this day. Now he's, I believe, a married man now, and
we're talking about his past.
Settled
but his
down.
Past
right.
was yes. actually, there was a song about it by James Brown, Sex Machine.
Right, exactly. That was about LSU Lala. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, little known fact.
Little known fact. So he's also got this beautiful voice. So we thought, what if when we hit $1,000, we would have LSU Lala read some erotic fanfic. So one, we've hit the $1,000 level. So LSU Lala's gonna do it. Secondly, friend of mine, Zach Jobim, who is a writer, has volunteered to pen the LSU Lala fanfic. Who do we want? So we need a couple of who do we want involved?
I mean, I threw out there Willem Dafoe. But,
that's a good one.
But
that's a good one. He's got a huge dick.
Yeah, that video you sent me of him doing—he was doing helicopter, right?
He was swung it around. He was acting, and he was acting, air quotes, in some play with his just hog. His hog was flaccid.
Oh, right, but it was everywhere.
It was massive. It was huge. Who are some of the big names? I forget. Like, who's really shown up on this show? Willem Dafoe's a good one. David Spade. David Spade's been, he's not as funny though. Yeah. I mean, David Spade is funny, but he's not as funny for fanfic. It's kind of grosses me out, actually, now that I think about it.
We've got a few stories in a row about Bill Gates.
Oh my God. Ed, on my other pod, Trend Lightly, I was talking to Malls. We were talking about Bill Gates, and we read a little internet Bill Gates, dude. Steve Jobs fanfic.
It's already out there.
Yeah, it's out there. But you're a better person to discuss this with, so I'll bring it up to you. Malls was like, so, you know, what do you think? What do you think Bill Gates is working with? And I go, oh, he's not much. I don't think he's got much dick.
You can't. This is the thing. The whole Malcolm Gladwell Outliers book I think it opened with Bill Gates talking about how much time he was putting in.
Yeah.
As a teenager, early college until he dropped out.
In the garage.
He was putting in tons of hours. If you're working with something, you want to show the world.
Yeah, like LSU Lala, you're out there. That's fucking right. Like Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs was just a marketer, guys. He wasn't a fucking a tech guru.
He was a thief.
He just knew who to partner up with and how to make things small and sleek and work well.
Right.
Work much better than any other product. There's no blue screen of death on any fucking Apple products, I'll tell you that much right now. Also, the computer turns on right away. You don't have to fucking wait 15 minutes for it to load all its shitty software that you don't even want.
And then you can see a dumb paperclip dancing around.
Stupid. But this Bill Gates, he is a fucking real egghead.
Yeah, he's the original egghead.
So, yeah. So he hangs out with that Ballmer guy. You ever see the video of them dancing on stage?
Not working with something. You
think these
you
guys
would just
fuck?
Want to be out there in the world if you were working with something.
So I Malls is like, what do you think he's working with? And I go, I don't think he's got much. I go, it's not micro, okay? But I picture it, and it's not Peyronie's.
Hey, we're not shaming
but
people
a definite,
with Peyronie's.
No, of course not. I'm just saying he's not quite to that level, but he's got a hook. It curves up, definitely. It's pretty pink and skinny.
I imagine skinny. That's the thing that I'm picturing.
Definitely skinny. And it's more narrow at the tip than it like gets narrower at the tip.
There's no girth, wind, and fire with him.
No, definitely. And I go, yeah. So he's not working with much. And you know what Malls says to me, Ed?
No, she's not picturing big.
She goes, yeah. No, she's agreeing with me. She goes, yeah, you're probably right. She goes, so what are you thinking? Like 6.5?
What?
And I'm like, what?
What? That's above the average.
6.5 puts you like in the top 15% of all dicks, probably.
What is she like, working with? What has she,
six and a half,
has she been looking at?
6.5, you were put together. You're fucking walking proud in the locker room.
With that kind of rig, you're not hanging out in a garage with computers all the time.
Yeah, no.
No. You find ways to get that thing out.
Yeah, you're out there with the guy that started Raising Cane's, slaying it, saying "Go Tigers." I was like, "Whoa, what is the level of experience here?" Because I was stunned. I know. So this is in a roundabout way. This is what LSU is referring to, I believe. He's going to have to do some reading for us once we determine. And I'll take
your any suggestions,
submissions. Yeah, we'll take your submissions, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com, 949-464-TBLS. Give us your thoughts. Who do you want to hear LSU Lala read fanfic of on the show?
I'm a little upset to realize it has busted 1,000. So thanks to whoever did that. Thanks for putting me out there like that.
It was FanFan. It was FanFan that did that. It was also FanFan that suggested the reading. FanFan is the one that's been pushing for the, as a reward for what he's done here for this show, not only starting the GoFundMe, coming up with the idea, contributing the first $512 to our GoFundMe. It was his idea. He goes, one thing you could do is have this LSU guy read some erotic fiction when you hit 1,000. So yeah, you got FanFan to thank for this.
Interested to see what's going to happen when it hits 2K. Hopefully someone else will have something to to offer up. And I'm just like, what's that Paul? No, 58 something old. Paul wanted me to wish you happy birthday, Brian. So have a good one.
A great friend of the show.
LSU, you are so fucking funny, dude. You are just so slick. You have such a good rap. I can't wait to read the fanfic. Thank you for the birthday wishes. Okay, one more.
Hello, Brian and Ed. This is Fanfan here in Austin, Texas.
Whoa.
The Fanfan.
Fanfan. I think Fanfan's only emailed before. I don't think we've ever heard.
When is your actual birthday?
Oh, it's, we don't need to talk about it.
Oh, boy.
It's not a big deal.
Just say hello. It is nice to meet you over a recorded phone line.
Yeah.
Just wanted to give an update on the GoFundMe.
Oh, I kind of stole FanFan's thunder. My apologies, FanFan. But yeah, give us an update.
Account here, we're about 40%, just over 40% of the money that we're trying to raise to help you guys grow your podcast. 60% to go. Strong, sharp salute to the fans that went ahead and gave that money. Always appreciated, and I'm sure you guys are going to be thanking them as well. And also to the people that will be giving money, you know, whether it's $5, $10, $25, $50, whatever y'all can do. Just trying to show some appreciation. I'm in the service industry through this whole pandemic. It was, I guess, challenging for everybody. You know, I have a little background in nuclear, biological, chemical warfare.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
So when this type of shit came up and having to go inside of people's houses and get suited up and dressed up and get your mind straight, and you always have that chance of thinking that you're going to get sick and you got to overcome all that horse shit. It sucks, but it is what it is. You got to bite that bullet. So, anyways, every Wednesday I was pumped up because I didn't have to worry about so much shit. I would just think about the podcast and how you guys were going to make me laugh. And I sincerely appreciate that because sometimes the world's a shitty place. And like I've always said, you guys put some sunshine in those dark places where people like me live. So anyways, I appreciate you guys. I know your listeners do too. If I've ruined anybody's erection with my horrible voice because LSU or Ben had called prior to me, I apologize.
What a guy.
Appreciate it. Y'all take care. Strong salute, sharp salute to everybody. Thank you for your service, guys. Late.
Oh my God, man. That's so
awesome, dude.
Jeez. Thank you for that, Fanfan. And thank you for all the people that have contributed so far. You can see if you go to the GoFundMe, but just a lot of names that you'll recognize from the show. Of course, Fanfan, Anna Snap, Janie Cowan, Matt Grace, Matt Ray, an anonymous donation that I happen to have on pretty good authority is our good friend Dolomite D. Super Lee, another anonymous donation that I don't know of. All you guys are amazing people, and anybody that gives anything, we really appreciate it, and it will go to you know, it's, we're hoping that this isn't your little show anymore.
Right.
You know, I mean, it still will be, but you know, we would like to broaden our audience, and this will help us do that, and we really appreciate everybody that is participating. And just really, it's really humbling to be part of such a community. Oh, wait, we got some voicemails to do, or email. Brian and Ed. Brian and quote, okay. Ed.
All right.
End quote. Busy time of the year on the sports calendar. MLB. NBA playoffs, Monaco Grand Prix, and the Basketball Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Fuck, he cares about that. What an emotional event. The late Kobe Bryant was posthumously inducted with speeches from the legendary Michael Jordan and his quote, widow. Vanessa, well, why will
widow is not in quotes? I don't know.
You hold on.
Oh man,
is a bad person. Is grief eating a thing?
Listen, listen.
Come on. What? Hold on. Actually, that's a bad question. Obviously, it is. Oh my gosh. Who is this? This is Pete. Bit,
you know, some it's people Pete. Are
It's
thick.
Crossing
some
a line.
Some people are thick.
Hey, Vanessa, the answer isn't at the bottom of a tub of double fudge? I mean, come on. And why is double fudge capitalized? And also, who eats tubs of fudge? Come on, Pete. It's not the kind of stuff we do
We're
here.
We're not into body shaming, unless we are.
No, of course not. She's,
unless we are
she's
for
gone
people
through...
who are putting magic marker in their head.
Right. Like, yes. There's certain certain places it's okay.
Yeah.
This is not one of them.
I'm not shaming a thick woman.
Me either. Absolutely not. Anyway, thoughts and prayers. Well, yes. Oh, as for the Monaco GP, do you think Lewis is fully prepared after the F1 circuit missed Monaco last year because of the vid? Even a legendary swordsman like Sir Lewis could be overwhelmed with that amount of high-grade Euro poon. Oh, yeah. This is, I mean, Monaco's where all the rich guys and the models are.
Monaco is the Grand Prix race, right? Isn't that the, that's like the Kentucky like Derby type thing?
I think so. I don't know. There's a lot of big ones. Monza is like, that's because that's like Ferrari's home track or whatever. Like, there are, I would say, I mean, Monaco's the one I think most people know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably the big one. The amount of high grade Euro poon, a few warm up sessions? Fly a few Monaco pieces to the testing facility in England to train? Does he get there early to acclimate the multiple daily sessions? Hey, Pete, he's there to race cars. The sex comes after.
He's a pro.
Yeah, of course. Does he need to develop a callus like a pitcher during spring training? So many variables. Enjoy the races. Okay, that is from obviously Pete and Pocatello. Come on, Pete. You can't do the body shaming. We know you have a lane that you like to drive in.
You already shame my name, which I live with it every
Ed,
day.
Yeah. Well, no one born after 1957
is named Ed. I know, just
except
me.
For you. Yeah, you're the only one. Ed and Brian.
What?
Oh, Brian's in quotes. Ed and quote Brian. Listening to last week's episode on porn preferences was quite an interesting discussion. Despite Brian's opinion that softcore porn is for serial killers, oh, it definitely is, I think it might be a great option for Ed. One, you still get to see what, in my opinion, are the parts of women that are the most fun to look at. Boobs and butts. Vaginas. I have a hard time with that word, vagina. Vaginas are the absolute best. Oh, gotta agree there, buddy. That's the moneymaker. But not the greatest thing in the world to look at. Completely disagree. Couldn't agree with you less on that.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with looking at any any part of a woman.
You watch Solo. You watch, of course, you like a woman's parts. You're a Solo watcher, which is another word for serial killer. She wouldn't miss, but not the greatest thing in the world to look at, so wouldn't miss them not being in my erotica. Oh, I have to. It's got to be there. It's the one thing I need.
See, I care very little about the thing I see every day. Well, not in COVID, but the mouth stuff.
Not in that size. Oh, yeah.
Because...
Oh, wait, you don't like... Yeah.
To me, the mouth stuff, I see women's mouths all the time, but instead, I'm getting a whole lot of dick and balls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not... But, I mean, when you're watching it, you're like, I bet that feels pretty good.
Yeah, but when I'm looking at...
But you're distracted.
Yeah, I'm looking at other stuff. Because...
Right.
The show is established. I enjoy looking at dongs, but not in a sexual way. And so these are two worlds that are colliding. I like dicks as a humor thing, but not as a sexual thing.
Okay, fair enough. B, Ed never has to worry about seeing bagged apples to kill his mood. Mm-hmm. I recommend a show on Stars called The Girlfriend Experience, starring Riley Keough.
Oh, that's Elvis's granddaughter.
Oh, my God, Ed. She's only in the first season, and it's I also recommend it.
She's pretty hot in that that race car, that racing heist movie starring who was the male stripper guy who's famous?
Oh, Channing Tatum.
And James Bond. And Daniel and Craig. Emo Darth Vader. It's a good movie.
Adam Driver.
They were all in a good movie.
Oh, he's the worst.
No, it was a really good movie where they knock off, I think it was Soderbergh, they knock off like Daytona or something, and Riley Keough is the woman in it.
Good she's movie. She's also in season one of a star show. It's not soft porn though. It is a show with Elvis's granddaughter playing a high class escort,
right.
And she's very naked the entire time. And so I get why he likes this show, and I would recommend it as well. But that said, it's not soft porn. This is not Red Shoe Diaries. This is an actual show. Yeah, it's a real show with real actors in it. Although it does that thing where it's supposed to be New York, but you can totally tell it's Toronto. It might be Chicago.
It's a little too clean and orderly.
And it's just like, hey, we're in Toronto, guys. Just set it in Toronto.
Yeah, nobody's going to shame you for being in Toronto.
Right. She is so fucking banging in the show. My wife even wanted to do her. Right. Okay. I mean, she's very attractive. She's also in that new, I forget the name. But it's a movie based on a series of tweets that went viral about how one stripper meets another stripper, and that night they like go on a crazy road trip, and a woman made a series of tweets about it and then sold it as a movie. I can't remember what it's called. I've talked about it a bunch of times. It looks really good though. It's kind of got like that Harmony Korine, like Spring Breakers vibe to it. It looks good. I recommend everyone check it out with your significant other if you have one. My wife was a little jealous, so she has been going the extra mile in the bedroom the last few weeks.
Wow.
If you don't have a significant other, it's a great Apple bag, free form of spank art. Don't get me wrong. I prefer regular porn because I'm not a weirdo like Ed. But hey, everyone is different, so I thought I'd offer some help. Good day from Houston. That is from Adam. Adam, fantastic email. Great emails, great voicemails.
I like how he buttered me up and then called me a weirdo at the end.
I loved it too.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my crew rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm my own joy on DVD.
Ed, what is going on? What's happened in the world of sports?
I think we have to tip our caps to the legendary broadcaster, Marv Albert, who is going to drop the mic after a six-decade Hall of Fame career. He's going to stop after the Eastern Conference Finals.
He's got to be 85.
Yeah, I remember hearing about him doing like late 60s Knicks games. So, I mean, that was over 50 years ago right there. And he was already in the big time. I mean, you know, that's the largest media market in the country. And he was already, already working that in the late 60s. That's crazy.
Do the Knicks still have Spiro Dedis?
I don't know. He was always the backup. I mean, it's New York. Oh. We have Mike Breen as our everyday guy.
All right. Oh, Mike Breen's good. Yeah. Marv Albert.
Adidas is great.
He's got to be shaving years because he's born 1941, which makes him only 79. Which means that, like in the 90s, when he was doing games, he was in his late 40s? When it was Marv and Bill Walton and Steve
Snapper Jones.
Steve Snapper Jones.
Well, I think of it the New Marv York Albert days. So Marv was the guy before Mike Breen in New York. So it was the same thing. Yeah. Like you get the national guy doing every game during the week. And so it's was Marv nice. And this guy John Andres who died recently.
Imagine listening to Marv Albert call anything. Like he's mostly known for basketball, right?
Right, but he was like NBC, the AFC football games.
Yeah, he did football. I believe he also called hockey back in the day.
Great.
Imagine listening to Marv Albert call a game, just a regular game, a Wednesday night game, middle of the season between the Knicks and anybody. Imagine listening to that or watching that and then looking yourself in the mirror and saying, you know who's a good play-by-play guy? Joe Buck.
Maybe that's why I hate him so much, because I've had two Knick announcers in my entire life. Play-by-play guys. Him and Mike Breen. So that's all I can deal with.
They're both.
And then when Mike Breen got into the Hall of Fame this past weekend with Kobe, Marv Albert's son, who's all right, but he's not Marv.
Kenny? The one that's a little touched?
Yeah. He's okay, but he's the backup. So I think Spiro Dedis is probably working some different market because Spiro Dedis used to be the backup guy.
Right.
But okay. he's very good.
He used to do the Lakers. He's pretty good. Yeah, he's pretty good. Yeah, I don't mind. And he does NFL as well. He's very good. Well, via Con Dios, Marv. Right. I mean, one of the all-time great hair systems, but just a fantastic announcer. And remember when he used to bring the highlights on to the late night? The original David Letterman late night show. Just fantastic.
Yeah,
guest.
Yeah. Just really rolled with the punches with Letterman. It was great. Yeah.
Didn't take himself seriously.
That's the key. Just in life, basically, that's a great key in life. You're not
basically
that important.
Imagine Joe Buck and then imagine the opposite of Joe Buck. And then that's what Marv Albert was. Good. He was good and interesting.
Marv had the piece.
Joe Buck, who sucks.
Joe was addicted to plugs.
Right. They were similar in that way. Plugs weren't invented. Joe got the addiction to the plugs, and that really fucked up his life. Okay, what else is going on?
Ohio State – now, I have a question about this too, but Ohio State banned a 41-year-old massage therapist, the team massage therapist, who admitted to having sex with 5 football players. Now, I have a buddy that was like
– did they film it?
Probably. But a buddy who was like, oh, it was probably just – you know, she did the 5 guys. I think she was having an ongoing thing with 5 guys.
Oh yeah, I mean, there's new players every year. How long did she work there?
That's a lot. This is a lot of consistent. I mean, she was Randy, huh? That's a lot. That's a lot of guys to be balancing at once.
41 is a hot age.
It's very hot age,
and in their. Yeah, and in your 40s, you know, women, they need it, and they know what they like, and they know how to ask for it or tell you. And these kids, you know, this is a life lesson that this is probably the most important thing they're learning at college.
Remember Jerry Rice, they measured a lot of what he did in yards after the catch. She's yards of cock.
Right.
She's young.
Right. Yes, yes. Well, good for her, but I mean,
those were the best massages these guys ever got, and now they just canceled it.
I mean, remember, like, it can't be easy to be a female massage therapist on a football team.
Yeah, poor
remember
Deshaun Watson's.
Peyton Manning, right, yes, or Peyton Manning, remember Peyton Manning, he atomic sit-upped.
Tennessee, UT person.
Yeah, a team worker, he's disgusting, and it's like, what, like, there's few fringe benefits. It's probably not a high paying job. The benefits might be nice. You're working for the university, good hours. It's cool to be a part of something. You get like the cool sweatshirts and stuff.
Right.
You get to be a part of a team, which is cool.
But she was after a certain benefit.
Yeah. I mean, what'd she do that's so wrong? She was giving
the full body, not just 90% of the body massage. She was giving the whole thing.
She was rubbing down peak athletes all day. Imagine if it was your job.
Pretty tense. If you've got a scholarship riding on it and, you know, your NFL draft stock is constantly being evaluated.
A lot going on.
Yeah.
This is a travesty in my opinion. And another school would be wise to pick her up. Take, for instance, Michigan, the Maize and Blue.
Michigan, I read.
They can't beat Ohio State at anything.
Yeah, I read good old Bo Schembechler knew some stuff about bad stuff. Pretty much, if you were a college football coach, or are, not even were, let's cool it with the statues. These guys, all of them.
It's troubling. All of
them. Just, they're
troubling.
If you're from a certain time, you probably did something to negate that statue.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ex Austin P football player was invited to a tryout with the Atlanta Falcons, and it turns out it was a hoax, just somebody fucking with him. And
that's amazing.
Amazing. That's cruel.
Yeah. I mean, it's mean. It's a mean prank. But also, like, you would have to know your level of ability.
Well, he's getting like, you a tryout know if you're because they felt bad.
Oh, he is?
I mean, the guy was all excited, and then the Atlanta Falcons was like, no, we didn't send that out.
No, this is like when they let the Make-A-Wish kid run a touchdown in against the Nebraska defense in the spring game. Oh. Like, it's cute, but it's like, it's not real. You know, this guy wasn't getting a sniff. It's not like that one ball player, Dennis Quaid, who was like 37 and threw real hard at an open tryout.
He measured it against a speed along the highway sign. He was pitching against that because that's how those things work. Right.
Because that guy went, exactly. That guy got to the major leagues, but he's a pitcher. He's not a real player.
Can you imagine you finally, like this crazy quest, you're in your late 30s, you make it into the Major League Baseball, and you
got to play for Tampa.
Luck. You play inside the world's ugliest dome with its blotchy field for the Devil Rays.
For crowds smaller than the high school games that you last played in. I want to guess where in the country Austin Peay is located. I am not familiar. I know they sometimes make it to the NCAA tournament. I have no idea. I'm guessing because it's the Atlanta Falcons. It's in Georgia, but I'm going to go out on a limb and take a wild guess and go against my own best interest. And I will say Tennessee.
You are correct.
Is where Austin Peay. It is. It's in Tennessee.
Clarksville, Tennessee.
Amazing.
Very good. Okay, what else? Staying in baseball. Oh, no, we weren't in baseball. Todd Frazier. He's had a long career, and it's towards the end. He got into an ugly spat with a media member after being designated for assignment by the Pirates. And so the local loudmouth sports reporter tweeted, "Hey, at Flavor Phrase, happy fucking trails, you scrub. DFA'd. Now go fuck yourself."
I mean, that's even less professional than that one tweet guy that was attacking us.
Oh, yeah.
Who I just said, get fucked. And I'm not a member of the media.
He's covering athletes. And so Frazier sent a picture of this guy who, I mean, if you look up Mark Madden,
he's
Pittsburgh.
Fat. He's fat.
Yeah, he goes, funny.
We can body shame this guy.
Funny that this slob, I mean an absolute slob, is talking shit. Go grab another hot dog. Please look yourself in the mirror. My goodness. You wouldn't dare say this to my face, flounder. And then he had the attached picture. Oh. Now, I will say this.
People still know Animal House these days?
I mean, he's in his late 30s.
Yeah.
I know I'm very close with somebody who knows him. I know people who played with him at Rutgers.
Todd Frazier.
And fun, good dude. And so I feel like this is just completely on the sports reporter for just trashing some guy. Like, I'm sorry he didn't hit for your Pirates and he's 38 or whatever.
Yeah. And well, no, he didn't give you a quote. Like, that's what it comes down to. It's like, they want these guys a lot of times. These guys are jock sniffers, right? That's how they get this job. They want to be around athletes. They want to inhale deeply from their undergarments. They didn't have the gifts that these guys have, and so they want to linger where they are. They want to be their buddies. And you're not their buddy.
Think about friend of the show, a true pro. Is he going to
Jason Stewart?
I was talking about Travis. But
Travis Rogers, yeah.
He's not going to tell a player who just got released to go fuck yourself. Like, what a fucking horrible embarrassment of a
Travis is a pro. And he's not a jock sniffer.
No, and I saw a funny tweet where he's trashing, was it LaRussa, or all the people who are pissed off about swinging on a 3-0 count and hitting home run.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Be a fucking pro. This guy's a joke.
Yeah. And also, who knew Todd Frazier was on the Pirates? Nobody till just now.
Because who knew anything about the Pirates these days?
Right.
Pretty impressive athletic feat. There was a Russian hockey match, and Vladimir Putin scored 8 goals.
I mean, the guy is an athlete. He's a judo black belt, I believe.
He rides horseback.
We've seen that. I believe he could wrestle a bear.
I mean, can you imagine the fear when you find out your game? You're like, hey, you know who's going to be on the other team?
Yeah. No.
Putin. Hey, you're in goal. No. Good luck.
Oh, no. Yeah, you got to let him score. This is much like the elder Kim Jong. Oh, Kim Jong.
When he shot at, 20 or 22?
It was mostly holes in one.
Yeah, he was in an 18-hole course. Say I shot an 18. That would be embarrassing.
But I know, but yeah, it was pretty, he had 12 or 13 holes in one. Yeah, it was just a stunning score. What else?
8% of Americans believe they could beat up an elephant, gorilla, or a lion. Beat an elephant, gorilla, or a lion in a fight. That's 8% of our country believes they could take one of those things in a fight.
This is I think this is around the same. It's a little less, but remember we did the statistic on how many Americans believed that chocolate milk came from brown cows? And it was like, I think it was closer to 14 or 15.
It's about that same logic. Yeah. A gorilla? Yeah. A gorilla? No, dude. I mean, the economy of movement for these things, elephants, if they want to do anything, they're just sitting there because, first of all, you mostly see them in a zoo and they're all bummed out, but they will do whatever they want. I mean, a gorilla would have sex with your dad right in front of you, and you're not going to do anything about it.
Dude, a gorilla, they're fucking massive.
Yeah.
They're strong.
But so strong while, playing with a rubber tire with their other hand. Like, they don't even have to care, and they would crush your larynx.
You understand that to have sex, a gorilla needs to rape another gorilla. He needs to be able to physically dominate
the other gorillas. Other gorillas.
Right. Do you think you're going to fuck him up? A gorilla is a fucking massive animal. You're a fucking idiot. And an elephant. Come on.
Elephant?
An elephant?
What are you going to do?
It would just lay down on you.
Elephant handler is like one of the most dangerous jobs in the world.
Yeah, because they're fucking mean to those elephants, and elephants are smart. And eventually they get pissed. I've realized I weigh 20 tons. I'm going to fucking lay down on this guy.
And how do you propose you're going to beat the lion in a fight? I mean, maybe this person, these 8% watched Coming to America 2, which I saw with my son, and my God.
I heard it was a tough
watch. The expectations were low. Very low.
Of course.
But there was a scene where the son had to get a whisker from a lion. It was all this thing. And I was thinking,
my God.
It would be so easy for the lion to be fully asleep and eat you fully in 4 seconds.
Oh, it's like a free spot on the bingo card. A lion would be like, are you kidding? Wait, am I being punked? Like, I could just kill. I mean, it could just whack you. Have you ever seen, I was just walking up to my house right now. I went on a little run. My calves seized up again. That's why I was late to the podcast, because I thought I'd be able to run quickly and run home. And then my calves, both of them, cramped completely at the maximum distance away from home. Wow. And I was like, I'll just walk a little bit and they'll loosen up.
Do anything there.
Yeah. Yeah. And they did. They just never loosened up. And I just basically had to like limp home. So anyway, when I got home, there's some fucking mangy ass cat on my, right on my doorstep. And it was fucking up a lizard. And it was so easy for it to fuck up this lizard. I felt bad for the lizard, but it's time had gone. That's what you are to a lion. A lion could just swat you away. Remember that the great hero of the pandemic, Joe Exotic.
Right.
That person that worked for him.
Right. Wasn't even taunting.
They were easily felled by a lion, and they're missing a limb now, and they're lucky
because the only lion be chose missing to a limb. Stop there.
Right. That's it. It was the lion was shamed into just, oh, I'll just have a hand and a forearm today. Next, it would have been the throat. It'd take your fucking throat right off. I think that might have been a through the fence situation.
Yes, I think so. Recall. That was the thing preventing it.
Yeah. Well, a lot of stupid Americans. Let's talk some not sports.
Well, it's time for Not Sports. Not Sports segment. The Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Not Sports. Not Sports. Not Sports. Not Sports. Not Sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Not Sports. Not Sports. Not Sports segment.
Ed, what is happening in the world of things that are not
80s
sports.
Tiger beat heartthrob, early 80s. Ricky Schroeder confronted a Costco employee over a mask requirement in a viral video. And he was filming, and he was going to let them know how it was. And he was trying to get into the store without a mask. And then he asked for a refund on his membership. He kept saying, you're just going to listen to their rules? To the guy who's employed by the company.
He's like, yeah, I'm just like trying to make a living. Where do we know where California. In the country this happened? Because I wonder if it's
think it's California, but he just kept going on. And it's funny because the people who are really into personal freedom don't like the freedom of businesses. They don't like them telling you what to do. Like,
right, it's kind of weird. They, my ad blocker is really fucking things up for me here. They seem to love. They're all about like freedoms. They don't want any restrictions on, you know, things are overtaxed. There's too many regulations. You guys don't have your freedoms. And then when a business is like, hey, in order to do business, in order to continue operating and provide this merchandise that people need, we would just like you to have a piece of fabric over your face.
A huge ask.
Yeah. It's just like, it's not, you know, it's nothing personal. We're not singling you out. As you can see, we've asked everyone to do it. So if you could just do what everyone else is doing, that would be cool. And do you think did he do like a, do you know who I am thing?
He's got such a weird look because he looks like Ricky Schroeder.
He's done something to the face. Yeah, yes. He's done something to the face.
Yes, mm-hmm. Something's up.
Yeah. It's. I believe he's all. I mean, he's got the Blue Lives Matter hat.
Well, he contributed to Kyle Rittenhouse.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
Nobody should support Kyle Rittenhouse. Nobody.
Yeah. No. Definitely not. You wonder why you don't see him in much stuff.
Yeah, the anymore. Ricker kind of
doesn't seem.
He did something after Silver Spoons. He did.
He was on NYPD Blue. He also, and outside of the mask thing, he's a multiple time tuner. He'll tune you up. If you're married to Ricky Schroeder, and he gets into the Chivas,
you're gonna have a black eye.
Chivas, yeah. If he's runs into a little more Jameson than he normally does, he's gonna tune you up. He's gonna light you up.
Black eyes.
Yeah.
Michelle's black eye.
Oh my God. Yeah, you're a tuner.
It is just going away. I announced this on the show.
Yeah, it turns all yellow and shit.
I announced this 2 fucking weeks ago, and I've gotten looks around town.
Yeah. And it's because it gets worse before it gets better, as someone that's had many.
I'm going through all the guilt of something. I didn't even do it. It's a bad look.
Yeah, no, Ed. You definitely didn't do anything, buddy.
Don't.
We know. We believe you. No, it's fine. Just tell Michelle if she needs to order a pizza, I'm available to talk. All right? Just
or she's going to get on social media and do like that tapping thing or something. Yeah.
Right. Yes. Blink twice with your good eye. And I have the address there in Hoboken. I can get the authorities there quickly if Ed gets into a little bit too much bullet bourbon.
Some looks.
I'm sure you have.
It's not a good thing.
Yeah, you tuned her.
Ex-church pastor makes $100,000 a month as life coach stripper.
Is this with Joel Osteen? Is this our buddy Creflo Dollar? Oh, did he not get that $1 billion he needed for his plane? He needed that jet so he could minister to people.
Pastors were only guys. No, she is not.
You can be a lady.
You can't
pastor.
Be a priest.
I mean, you can't be a lady that's priest.
It. I'm looking. Right? I mean, 100 grand seems like a lot for her, but she's...
Right, but it's... There's a deep... You know,
Mitchell Nicole...
There's a deviance.
She used to speak at Grace Lutheran Church in Minneapolis. And now... She's pastor turned stripper / life coach / model. How much life coaching is she doing versus guys on only? And this is all OnlyFans. Do you think that she's like, well, would you like some career advice? And it's like, you know what? I need you to undo those strings on your whatever outfit.
Yeah. She's got like a teddy on. Yeah. Not my favorite. I'm not a real lingerie guy, but I could see her getting paid.
I could see her getting paid. With,
she needs the backstory.
Jeez. Business is booming.
But you know, that's 20,000 people giving you $5.
A lot of people.
Right? Like if we could get to that point here, we'd be doing all right.
Maybe I'll strip.
It's like, I'll show some stuff for that. She kind of has the newscaster haircut though. Like it's a very Midwestern look.
She's not attractive. She's just not like 100 grand a month makes me think you got to be ridiculous.
Oh yeah, you gotta be banging. But there's something for everybody there on that. There's girls on OnlyFans that make 100 grand a month only taking pictures of their feet. Ed,
Tarantino's big in that game,
right? There's a lot of Tarantinos in the world looking at feet.
Eric Clapton blames propaganda for quote disastrous COVID vaccine experience. I think he felt like he was going to die.
Yeah. I mean, some people, one, he took the Euro.
Yeah, there are some problems with
he took the Euro version, but it wasn't Sputnik. Like the Russian one, the Russians had a vaccine like in a couple days and they're like, like wink, wink, here you go. Sputnik, have it. I mean, if, you know, people do have reactions to things that are unfortunate. It's would just be our luck if one of those people was Eric Clapton, who, while a competent axe man, has never written a decent song in his life.
No, and not a fan. He's technically proficient, but his songs aren't good. But I was trying to find the quote from the 70s, but he's the reason. He inspired the Rock Against Racism campaign in the late 70s after he told black people more or less they could go back to Africa. He's a bad guy.
I mean, at one point the George Harrison was going to leave the Beatles and they were going to replace him with Eric Clapton. That's like a real from the penthouse to the outhouse situation. Well, I'm glad he's recovered. Good for you. Slow hand.
Madame Tussauds. It exiled the Wax Megan and Wax Harry from their Wax Royal Family segment.
The whole Wax...
Terrifying. Museum? Terrifying.
What? How's that... Why is it that?
So...
Who's like, let's go see some wax
figures. I've never been to a wax museum.
Yeah.
But the place you buy the tickets, this was probably 9 years ago, 8 years ago. The place you bought the tickets to go on the London Eye, the big Ferris wheel in London.
Yeah.
It was trying to promote like dual tickets. Buy tickets for this and...
You have to go to
and
both.
Madame Tussauds, but they offered like the two pack, and there were two statues right by where like the line goes, and it was so scary. And because it took like 20 minutes in line, I was just staring at like the creepy wax face of probably somebody like Princess Di or whatever. It's so terrifying looking at a wax figure.
Scary. It's scary. No, it is. What is it? Now, this Michelangelo, when did he kick it, Ed? You're a history expert. Like around 1000,
right? No, but I mean,
right?
Like 500, you know, like a long time ago, like 500 years ago.
Okay. Long time ago. This guy with a fucking hammer and chisel.
Yeah, he made the David in the late 1400s, Sistine Chapel. It was 1508. So he's operating at 500 years ago.
Yeah. He would just go ding, ding, ding. And he had assistants and shit. But he would fucking nail the anatomy.
Yeah, if you look at the David, I saw it a couple years ago. It's crazy. Yes. It looks like a stunning person.
He does like the individual toes and fingers. You know, you look at the Simpsons, they only got four fingers. It's fucking hard as fuck to draw a hand, an anatomically correct hand. This guy fucking carved it out of granite.
Dong, everything.
He got the dong. And back then, we know now, back then, big dongs were considered gauche. Oh my God, disgusting. Look at that big old dong. Gross. It was the little dongs were cool. Ed, you and I would have been very in demand back then.
You know who wouldn't be?
Yeah, this
Molly's Bill Gates. Imagining of Bill
six
Gates.
And a half.
They would throw him out of town.
She thinks six and a half is small. God. It's considered a small dick. Okay, what else? Oh no, my point is that back 500 years ago, we've badly recessed in our statue making. Now you get a statue or, God forbid, a bronze bust. Remember they did that one of Cristiano Ronaldo?
That was so creepy.
Looks nothing like the person.
But why are we worse at this?
We've gotten worse at our statues. We perfected
Michelangelo
it.
Michelangelo was one of the all-time greats. But you can't tell me somebody can't do knockoff work of his quality.
Yes.
Like, we haven't found somebody in 500 years to do this?
Did you watch that art thing on Netflix? They're able
to forge shit.
They can. There's guys right now that'll fucking paint you a Rembrandt. They'll go, oh, hey, give me a couple weeks. They'll come out with a fucking Rembrandt, and the experts can't tell the difference. You can't make a statue.
Pays like minimum wage.
Yeah, because they don't look, you know, this at the Staples Center, they got all these fucking bronze statues of everybody. Shaq.
Magic.
Oscar De La Hoya. Yeah, Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. None of them look like the person.
Nah.
It's actually scary. I never want to be embronzed.
Yeah. Well, Joe Pa was embronzed. Yeah. Taken down.
Right, and they had to take it down.
He knew about
rape.
He's
coming down. Yeah.
Speaking of our guy, Bill Gates admits to an affair that triggered the Microsoft probe. So like 3 years ago, 2 years ago, he was voluntarily stepping down from the Microsoft board.
Yeah.
Now we know it's because he was fucking an employee.
Yeah, or trying to. I think he was like chasing skirt around the offices in his multiple sweaters.
He had that chip in him. He gives off such an unsexual vibe. Asexual vibe.
Right, and you're so rich. You know, you can get, I once knew someone that was...
Knew Bill Gates?
Oh. No, not Bill Gates. I once knew someone that was acquainted with a tech billionaire, not a household name, but one of these guys. He might have been. And this person was attractive and, you know, was kind of a known, sort of a known person. This guy set her up. He was so rich. He was like, here's a luxury automobile. And it was like nothing to him. He's got so much money. Here's a penthouse apartment. All I need is for you to be available like, couple weekends a year. And by available, I mean, we'll go to the south of France or Hawaii or my ranch in Wyoming or whatever. And I'll set you up with a lifestyle. This Bill Gates couldn't do that. He's richer than the person I heard about.
He's richer than almost everyone out there.
Yes. Think about that. And now he's getting kicked out of his company because he needs a fuck. He was on that. He flew to that little St. John or whatever it was with Epstein. He's on those planes, flights. Don't know, you know? Who knows what he's been up to in the past? We got to see what he's working with, though. Somebody's got pictures. I need to know if he's
working with. I feel like we should.
Mailbag at theballerlifestyle.com. Oh, speaking of that, we were supposed to touch base with the connoisseur tonight. I think the connoisseur's out of pocket. Hopefully, we can make that happen next week. What else?
Children are no longer allowed to buy Pokemon cards. Thanks to a brawl at a Target in Wisconsin.
Good. First of all, good. That I saw a video recently of a guy like crying because someone had bent his pack of Pokemon. And this was not a child. This was a man. And somebody had bent his packet of Pokemon cards and he was freaking out. He had a public freak out like on YouTube or something when he was crying about it. Remember when men were men? Do you think growing up, our dads fucked around with fucking Japanese cartoon fucking trading cards? No, they were fucking chopping wood and humping moms. What? Doing man shit, drinking Coors, original Coors.
I know nothing of cards as an adult or Pokemon, but...
Of course not. Working on engines.
I'm not a real man. Like, I don't know shit about engines. But what I will say is the fighting over cards.
No, it's insane. It's
the saddest thing ever. You can't get sadder than be like, hey, why were you arrested? Oh, we had a Pokemon card disagreement in the aisle by the cash register at Target.
Disgusting. Like, imagine looking yourself in the mirror, looking your kids in the face after doing that. I used to get cards like on the way to school when I was in like second and third grade. I'd make my mom stop and I'd take my little
baseball card run.
Yeah, you go, you get that shitty gum, and then you get 2 to 3 Manny Sanguians per pack. You get fucking Sixto Lescano, Frank Tanana. You see any Pete Rose in there?
Yeah, no. I got a lot.
You see any Mike Schmidt?
I felt like I got a disproportionate number of Texas Rangers. Like in the mid-80s. Where nobody wanted Texas Rangers.
After Brian Downing and his serial killer glasses and his steroids went to the fucking Texas Rangers, you get a lot of Brian Downings in a pack. Did you get any Steve Garveys? No. Fuck no. Never.
No, I would see the corner, and for me, like I get an Oreo, and it's like, is it going to be Steady Eddie? Is it going to be Cal? No, it's Lensicata.
No, it's Mark Bellinger.
Lensicata.
Yes, Lensicata.
It's not going to work.
Or Boog Powell. Yeah. Disgusting. I was at the flea market this weekend, you'd be surprised to learn, and somebody was selling packs, 1988.
That's kind of fun.
Unopened packs. All he had was Donruss and Fleer, though. And he wanted $2 a pack, and I was like, look, I'm just going to buy these for my close friends Travis Rogers and G. Fish, who are still into baseball cards and in their late 40s, just because it would be funny. But cool, I'm like, you got to
open a random pack from 1988.
Oh, no, they get way into it. No, they get way into it. G. Fish found some at a thrift store, and they ripped those packs, and they read all the stats and shit. They got way into it. And look, I do cool shit. I'm not doing nerd shit like that, but I was going to get them for my friends. The guy wanted too much money because I wanted like 10 packs. I wasn't going to drop 20 bucks. I would have gone half that though, but he wasn't willing to make a deal, and they weren't tops. So yes. Fuck off.
At least it wasn't OPG. Remember, that was the Canadian Donruss or Fleer. It was one of them.
Holy shit.
I remember I forgot randomly about that. Getting like, I would buy like a pack of randoms and there would be OPG in there.
No, what the fuck was that?
The police officer from the Village People is not happy with the weekend's Grammy boycott. He wrote in like a open letter to him.
Now, no offense to the Village People, as I imagine they're living pretty high on the hog off the royalties that they were making from the Trump campaign.
That's right.
Playing their YMCA
song. Trump was probably the best business thing possible for them. He played it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Couldn't anybody say, hey, I'm the police officer. I'm the cop from the Village People. And if you're like approximately, I believe the Village People cop was black. 64-year-old
black guy. You could be like, yeah, I'm the.
Right. Right.
I'm the cop.
Right. Yeah. You could be the cop. Like it's. Not like anybody could really pull that off and it wouldn't be a big deal. So are we sure we're talking to the actual guy?
I didn't read all of it, but I know in general, The Weeknd pulled a Harry Carson, Goose Gossage, like so upset that he didn't get nominated for one thing. He's like, well, then don't consider me. I don't want to be part of your club. And then both those guys got in the Hall of Fame and then they're all about it.
I was like, I'm barely aware of The Weeknd.
I just know he did the Super Bowl halftime.
Me too. And then I see it's like Weeknd buys $78 million Tribeca penthouse, and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
I can tell when somebody's big when I kind of know a song, and I'm never in my car, I never listen to anything. Yeah. I knew the one song from the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I can't feel my face when I'm with you.
I mean, I just know the tune.
Believe that's about cocaine. It's just a guess. Fuck The Weeknd. Fuck anything new.
Never thought I'd be siding with the cop from the Village People, but I am.
Yeah, I'm with him.
100%. South Carolina woman who is hoarding gasoline catches fire after a crash. So she put a bunch of this shortage that lasted for like 3 days because of a hacker.
Gas has been pretty expensive. Do I have Obama to thank for this? Gas prices?
Certainly not. Yeah, you have to blame somebody.
Because I was like, thanks, Obama. And it's like no one has anywhere to go, and it's like.
But the hoarding of gas.
They're hoarding gas, and they don't even have gas cans.
Yeah, they had to put out a statement. Don't put it in plastic bags.
Yeah. I learned the hard way when my buddy Tom and I ran out of gas in his Volvo when we were about 16 and we were taking bong rips at the time, and we didn't have a gas can, but there was a gas station right down the street. So we're like, hey, what about this Big Gulp cup? And we're like, yeah, why not? And we'll just pour it in from there, and then we can drive back to the gas station. So we went and got like 80 cents worth of gas in a Big Gulp cup. Turns out the gas is pretty caustic to a Big Gulp cup because it fucking burned through the bottom of the cup in like 0.2 seconds. Like we got like 3 steps away from the pump and it just went all over us. Pretty embarrassing. But we weren't adults, you know?
I mean, that's a kid decision. Yeah. But there were adults that got into a brawl over Pokemon cards. So you never know what adults will do. Scientists developed method allowing lab animals to breathe from the rectum. What's the end game?
Was this study funded by my good friend Paul? Because I feel like he could benefit from that. Now, how do they? Is that like a technique you could learn? Because they're saying if pigs can do it, humans could do it. Because we're so similar.
Why do we want to? Like, so if somebody's choking you, you could just start breathing from your ass.
Fuck, MMA. This could be big.
You never choke me out.
Like the first guy that learns,
it can't be a thing to breathe through his asshole. Tailpipe? What?
No. I know. It doesn't make any sense.
But it's not how the body works. Scientists would do this. Why are you doing this? They just want to fuck with rats. I don't know why they
do. It's kind of Dahmer-ish.
California woman says she left a $26 million ticket in her pants and destroyed it in the wash. For a lottery ticket.
Usually, they can figure out if you had the ticket because they know when it was bought, purchased.
What, like just surveillance?
Yep. And then you bring the pieces to them and you're like, here's the pieces. And they do there's been many cases of this where this has happened where they're like, we have the person on video at the time buying the ticket. They have the pieces of the ticket. Like they can do the math on it and get you your money.
You know how something slips your mind like, and you find the 20 in your pocket? I mean, not so much anymore because I don't really use cash, but you would occasionally find like money in your pocket. But
oh, yeah, it's the best feeling.
If you won $26 million, there's no way you're just going to be like, oh, yeah, fuck, I forgot. I left that in my pocket in the wash.
Yeah, there's no way. No.
Nobody forgets $26 million. No. Even Gates would remember that, and he doesn't need it.
I think $1 million in $100 bills is like 18 inches stacked. So if you could imagine, 26 million would be 26 of those stacks.
Right.
That's some fucking racks.
In Narcos, that's what got eaten when they tried to bury that kind of money in the ground. Remember?
Yeah.
The worms would eat it.
Rats would eat it, yeah.
Finally, a 28-year-old woman posed as a student, as a high school student.
This is amazing.
And her goal was to increase her Instagram followers.
I mean, and come on. She wanted to get some of that high school dick, too.
She absolutely had sex with multiple high school boys.
Of course she did. Of course she did. Increase her Instagram following. Well, how's high school going to do that? Also, this was in Miami. I'm just looking at her. Like,
she doesn't pass for a high school kid. Audrey Francisquini does not look 18. She doesn't look 50, but she does not look. She just looks like she's older than high school.
Yeah, she looks like she's about 34. But you know how they do it. They do Ed. I mean, this is the problem. You watch solo porn.
She went to a school called American Senior High School. Maybe it is for older people.
It's like continuation school, maybe.
American Senior High School. That seems like a made up name.
She probably when they were like, oh, she had a backpack and a skateboard. Oh, hi, teens.
Hey, fellow teens.
Hello,
hey,
fellow teens.
Don't you think Leo DiCaprio in Titanic is the hottest? And everybody's like, what? That was like, it's like fucking 25 years ago.
I know, it's such an old reference. They're like, what are you doing in this school? God. And she's like, just got finished blowing some kid. And she's like, oh, I'll just try and get more Instagram followers.
You are such a Chandler. What? What are you talking about? Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Okay, let's wrap it up there. For Ed Daily, I'm Brian Beckner. This has been episode 372 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
Movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man. No one is above us. 5-star. Even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot. Man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man. It really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.